This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch.
Jump into a wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space, but hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
All right, shush, you lot. Class has started. Oh, Quark, you're dripping all over the floor. Did you get caught in a storm in the wormhole?
No, I've just got a terrible cold. Achoo!
Well, mop it up and take your seat. Talking about storms, this term we're going to be looking at space weather.
I didn't even think there was weather in space. I mean, you don't see astronauts with wellies on.
Well, if you lot quieten down a bit, maybe you'll learn a thing or two. Let's start at the beginning. We usually talk about weather as something we experience on the surface of a planet. Let's take Earth as our example.
Yes, home sweet home.
That's not fair. Sam will know it already.
There's only one know-it-all around here.
So, weather. On a planet like Earth is a way to describe the state of the atmosphere around you at a particular time. Maybe it's warm or cool, wet or dry, cloudy or sunny.
And sometimes it could be all those things in one day.
That's right, Sam. Weather changes constantly. Now, does anyone know what causes things to change?
Galactic dragons breathing fire could certainly make things warm up.
There's no such thing as galactic fire-breathing dragons. Well, not as far as we know. Certainly not on Earth.
Yeah, I think I'd have seen them. Nah, it's just the sun that gives us heat. And it's the heating up and cooling down that creates weather patterns. Is that right?
That's right, Sam. It's all down to the sun, or more accurately, the relationship between a planet and its sun. The sun can affect conditions on Earth in other ways too. You might draw it on a piece of paper like a plain old yellow circle, but reality is much more dramatic. Let's get closer. Sunglasses on and buckle up, everyone. Suns are massive balls of plasma, and plasma is a super hot type of gas. Every second, trillions of atoms collide together and release their energy. Heat from the sun is this solar energy coming in pulses through space. And just like a sizzling pan of fat or a bubbling stew, there can be spits and spurts in the mix, or even solar storms. As you've just seen, these storms can cause larger than normal pulses of radiation to be thrown into the solar system, and that can impact on planets.
It's like there's storms going on in space that we don't even notice. Weird.
Well, that's space weather. Disturbances in space near a planet that are caused by solar winds. Massive waves of radiation from changes in the sun, like the one we're riding on right now.
How come we don't notice them on Earth? I feel like if I looked up in the sky, I should be seeing all these crazy waves of fire or something.
Well, radiation is invisible to the human eye, for starters. But here's the thing, Sam. Space weather absolutely can affect life on Earth. Those massive pulses of radiation can affect energy supplies, navigation signals, and even computers.
So, if there was a massive solar storm, might the internet go down?
Never mind the internet. The power supply across a whole continent might go down. Just imagine how that would affect life on Earth. Fortunately, very large storms are pretty rare, and the sun tends to have a cycle of activity, which means we can have an idea when a large storm might be coming. We're going to be finding out a lot more about space weather in the next few lessons.
Hey, sir, what goes up when the rain comes down? An umbrella.
Oh, Quark. I need an umbrella when you're around. Class dismissed.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch. With support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.